perfect timing for me. I want to give my last shout out for, sadly enough, the last time. Not ever. Trust me, not ever. He's listening in. So this last one goes out to, of course, Ricky Radar Cummings. He used to always request this song, and I always gladly play it for him. So this one goes out to you, Ricky. Ricky Radar.
almost speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
All right, that was for you, Radar, my brother, looking down on us, listening to the giddy up from heaven. Let me do this real quick.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Yeah, that's actually one thing I definitely take to heart, and you should as well. You know, people that walk with looking at their phone and have no idea where they're walking out in the street, just into people, into poles, which serves them right. Anyways, take that to heart, please. You know, we don't need any more accidents than already. So anyways, kids, I had one more shout-out. Laureen Petrillo, who used to do the show with me once in a while, and maybe she will do it again, but I must have went right over your name. I apologize, but it is a shout-out for you. So, anyways, we'll get back to some music, and I'll have some music news, actually, for the new nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just come out this morning, and I'll get to them and maybe some other things. So, let's get back to and the weather. I'm going to be doing your, your 5-day forecast or so for the next few days. But, you know, don't take that to heart either, because I just read what's on the computer. I'm a meteorologist by any means. So you could do the same thing, but I like to do it. You know, it makes me feel like I'm actually doing a real radio program. So, anyways, kids, get back to some music. And this is Ricky up in heaven. Looking down on us, little AIC, one of my favorite groups ever, Alice in Chains.
See what you came to see.
105 WMFO Medford.
Follow
Yeah, little stain there, kids. One of my favorite groups, really, from the late 90s, early 2000s. I got to tell you, Stain was really a great group. Aaron Lewis, you know, what can you say about him? Except he went country. So I'm not going to say anything about him anymore because I'm not going to hear any Stain with Aaron Lewis's voice because that's how I liked him, not country. But, you know, I guess what are you going to do? I wish him the best with that country deal. Same as, what was that guy from Hootie and the Blowfish? Darius Rucker. Yeah, Darius Rucker. Although, you know what? I think he's better off in country because I never really cared for Hootie and the Blowfish. Anyways, kids, 4:24 in the afternoon. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. I'm DJ Pauly B, playing all your rock and roll. And hopefully I got you guys up past the half-full line, and we'll take it out to at least five, to fill you up with all your rock and roll for the week. And, well, you know, I'll try to my best to get you filled up because, you know, like I said before, it's very rare that you get to listen to a radio program that just plays rock and roll. They're very far and few between. Of course, I can name a couple, but I won't. I'm pretty sure you all know because I listen to them myself when I'm not listening to my own voice rattle on about rock and roll. Of course, that's what you'll always hear at the Giddy Up. Anyways, so that was staying at Soundgarden before that. And, you know, Chris Cornell, one of the great, great voices of rock and roll. Rest in soul, him as well. I don't mean as well, but you know what I mean. And little Alice in Chains, Heaven Beside You. Love me some AIC. And, of course, Layne Staley, rest in peace. And I didn't do that on purpose, I swear. But before that, of course, was Radar, Little Golden Earring. Radar love for my buddy Ricky Cummings. Listening to the Giddy Up now. They get the Giddy Up in heaven. So, I did want to talk about this morning. The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have come out. And, you know, every year I look at this list and I shake my head because, you know, more than half are not rock and roll that are on this list. And, you know, it kind of befuddles me. Yeah, there's a 5-cent word. You can use that in your workplace today. Anyways, it does because, you know, I'm legit rock and roll, you know, and if it's rock and roll, it's rock and roll. Heavy, classic, however, funk, rock and roll, you know what I mean, JC? So, anyways, I'll give you a few of these nominees, okay? And I have to stop halfway through because I start to get a little nauseous once reading these. But anyways, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the certain nominees here are Stevie Nicks, which, yes, all right, Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, absolutely. Janet Jackson, Roxy Music, Todd Rundgren, yes, okay, well, you know, back in the day, that's a little classic rock and roll. Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, okay, I can see that, and it starts to go downhill with that, which LL Cool J, don't get me wrong, I really, you know, I grew up in the 80s, man, and I loved me some LL Cool J, but I just don't think he belongs in the, as a nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, call me crazy, but let's stick that to hip-hop. Why not? I mean, that's where it belongs. So, anyways, you know, well, Chaka Khan, again, from the 70s, 80s. I love me some Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. You have to say it 3 times. I'm sorry, you have to. But I do love me some Chaka Khan. But then again, not for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So anyways, there are just a few of the many, many nominees, if you'd like to look it up. I'm sure you can Google it. But yeah, Janet Jackson kind of stuck out in LL Cool J and Chaka Khan to me. But of course, Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, and I mean, you know, well, let's just get to this. How's this? I'm going to play a song next, and you can figure out what I think. who I think should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How's that? So anyways, kids, I'll be back with some weather in a few. I'm just going to play a couple songs. So I will take you out with this, and you let me know what you think, kids. So, yeah, you're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Kids, love me some Def Leppard. A little hysteria. That's what's going on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm nervousness will pale. All the stones that are thrown are building up a wall. I have become cumbersome to this world. I have become cumbersome to my girl. I'd like to believe we can reconcile the past, resurrect those bridges with ancient glass. But my old stone face can't seem to break her down. She remembers bridges burned to the ground. I have become too poor, she's wanting me less and I'm wanting the more. The bitter taste is cumbersome. No, yeah, no, no, no. No, 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 yeah.
Hope your life hasn't become cumbersome like some of us. Anyways, 7 Mary 3, and before that, of course, that's my prediction, who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next. Of course, Def Leppard. Come on, what better 80s hair band than Def Leppard? I guess you could consider them a hair band, even though they were a little heavier than Bon Jovi or Cinderella, say. Those types of hair bands. Anyways, 4:39 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. And right now, a meteorologist I am not, but I will give you what seems to be the next few days forecast so you can plan ahead. Well, don't really plan ahead, but don't blame me if you do. So obviously today was beautiful, 78 degrees, cloudy, but cloudy, you know. Tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, yes, plenty of sunshine, so, you know, get your hump on, plenty of sunshine, and unseasonably warm tomorrow, so, get out there, get your grill going tomorrow night, do whatever you gotta do, because from then on, it's downhill, that's why it's called hump day. You get up on top of that hump, and then it's straight downhill, from what this forecast looks like anyways. So, highs about 82. So Thursday, on the way down from the hump, showers developing with some tropical moisture. I don't know what tropical moisture is, but hey, we'll take it, I guess. So downpours are possible. Yes, temps near 70s. Okay, so but high 60s for a high 68. I'm sorry. So Friday, let's go to Friday. Kick off your weekend. Partly sunny and much cooler. Highs occurring in the morning and falling in the afternoon. Looking dry for now, but depends on the track of Michael. Could bring rain. That's the, of course, the hurricane that's going to hit ground on Florida, I think, tomorrow. Yeah, I think so. Anyways, what the hell. Saturday, breezy and cool. Mid to upper 50s. So, like I said, downhill. Sunday, let's go to Sunday. Why not? We'll finish off the week. Sunday is my fun day, but it'll be mostly sunny and fall-like. Highs near 60s. So it will be my fun day because I love fall weather. You know, that's just me, but I do love me some fall weather. Anyway, so that's your weather for the next few days. 4:41, I'm going to come back with my goodbyes, which I hate doing, of course. But we'll get you to some Toto, if you like Toto, which I do. So you are listening to the Giddy Up 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
It's not in the- if that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're
Yeah, it does feel like the first time. Every time I do this show, it feels like the first time. Okay, boys and girls, 4:49 in the afternoon, and that was some Foreigner for you. And before that, Toto. I think that era goes quite well together with Hold the Line and a little 7 Mary 3 with Cumbersome, which, yeah, actually, I came back on that. So, kids, like I said, 4:49 in the afternoon, and I'm going to get out of here shortly, but I will definitely send you off with some great rock and roll, and hopefully this recharges you for the next, unfortunately, 2 weeks, because I will not be here next week. So that means I will be taking a 332-hour break. So I will see you not next Tuesday, but as I always say, see you next Tuesday. But I will see you the following Tuesday. But if things change, you will be the first to know. Of course, on my Facebook, I will definitely post it. So you will be the first to know if I come back. So anyways, kids, as I always say, I do this for you. And because we all love rock and roll, that is the way to go, and I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for you. And I thank you all for listening in, and stay Boston strong. I always say that, and I mean it. Stay Boston strong, kids, and always be a rock and never roll. And I'll take you out with about 3 songs, so listen in, and I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see you very soon. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Look out If you choose to stay, I'll wait.